When we arrived at Omachi, each family was assigned a one-room unit in the barracks that we called an apartment. There were 6 apartments in each barrack. The smallest apartments at each of the barracks were only 16 by 20 feet and usually held couples or single people. A family of 4 or 5 shared one of the middle apartments that was only 20 by 20 feet, and the largest families lived in apartments that were 20 feet by 24 feet. Squeezing entire families into such small spaces was no easy feat. We found many creative ways to try and make the space more livable. The only items provided for us in our barracks were a coal-burning potbelly stove, sleeping cots, a light bulb, and 1 electric outlet. We used scrap wood to make bunk beds, tables, chairs, and other furniture. We sewed curtains to cover the windows, and we hung blankets or sheets across the room for a little bit of privacy. Not only was it difficult to get used to our cramped living spaces, but we also had to deal with the cold, the heat, and especially the dust that would blow right through the cracks in the barracks walls. As soon as dust was swept up from the floor or windowsill, a good gust of wind could blow a new layer of dust all over the room. There was no privacy in the barracks. The thin partition walls were horrible at keeping out noise. We could hear everything that went on in our neighbors' families, and they could hear everything that went on in our family. Privacy was something definitely hard to come by in camp.
Continue driving about 400 feet east on this road and make a left at the next street. On the southwest corner of Block 12K, on the right side of the road, you will see a wayside panel about the water tank. This is stop number 8.